It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each week, the e-zine Pop City publishes stories about Pittsburgh's newest innovations, startups, and more. Pop City tech and innovation reporter Deb Smit joins us now for a look at Pittsburgh's innovation news. Deb, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Always nice to be here.
A number of companies have come together to make Pittsburgh a hub for big data with the formation of DataWorks. What is big data?
Well, Paul, let's think about this. Experts say that from the dawn of man until today, the world has generated about 3 or 5 million terabytes of information. Yet in today's world, in about 2 days, we generate that much.
Yikes.
So why not put all that valuable information that's circulating out there in the universe to good use? It's kind of the next big frontier.
So what are the potential uses for big data?
Well, big data can be used in a number of ways. It can be used to further research, especially in the areas of medical research and healthcare. And companies can use big data to unlock valuable production information and make better business decisions.
And what does Pittsburgh need to do to become a big data hub?
Well, Pittsburgh is actually well on its way to becoming a big data hub. We have many companies here who are already working on this. IBM, which bought Vivisimo and Squirrel Hill, as you may recall. We've got Google and Bakery Square that's working on big data, and other companies like Avere and NetApp, which employ a number of people that used to work formerly for Four Systems. You might remember that company. And bringing all these smart people together to address this and to work together is what DataWorks is all about.
And so then how much potential – because it always comes down to the money, right? So how much potential capital could this bring into the city?
Well, there are no real estimates for Pittsburgh per se, but experts say that big data has a huge potential to boost the world economy. By 2014, big data might gain a foothold of $81 billion in the market and create 1.9 million jobs in the United States.
1.9 million jobs in the United States.
Right.
And then maybe how many in Pittsburgh?
Well, let's put it this way. They had a meeting 2 weeks ago, and about 400 or 500 people showed up who wanted to know more about how big data could work for them. So I would say that the potential is pretty big, especially with universities like CMU and University of Pitt who are researching in this area.
Sure, sure. Powered Analytics, a new company. It helps private businesses to get on board with big data. And you profiled the co-founder and Pitt grad, Colin Otis, for the story that you did. Tell us about him and what this company does.
Colin's an interesting person. He worked in the aerospace industry in San Diego, where he began to realize that there was a huge potential of big data to drive and grow companies. So he moved back home and is working in Alpha Lab currently of Innovation Works and is hoping to establish a business intelligence business and developing scalable solutions that will help individual companies to leverage big data.
And how do they use big data to help companies?
Well, as you well know, computers can identify patterns long before humans can. So give them a lot of numbers and information, and they can figure a lot of things out. Colin uses the example of the auto manufacturing business. Auto manufacturers can take all this data that they normally collect to identify costly problems before they come up, such as sifting through warranty and recall and service data on a specific model of a car and identify a recall long before or a mechanical problem long before it actually happens.
And with Pittsburgh becoming a big data hub, are you seeing more companies like Powered Analytics, for example, popping up in Pittsburgh?
I am, Paul, and I actually met quite a few of them at the meeting at DataWorks, and Pop City will be featuring several of these companies in our next few issues.
We're talking with Deb Smit, Pop City tech and innovation reporter, and a new coalition is forming in Pittsburgh called the Center for Sustainable Shale Development. You've written about this. Tell us what you know about this coalition.
Well, Paul, the Heinz Endowments launched this initiative from their offices last week. And what's unique about it is they've brought a lot of parties together that normally have been at odds with one another, the gas industry producers and the environmentalists. So sitting at the table are Consol Energy, Chevron, EQT, and Shell, which are some of the largest gas producers in the world. And alongside of them are groups like the Clean Air Task Force, the Group Against Smog and Pollution, also known as GASP, Penn Future, the Environmental Defense Fund, and another nonprofit, the William Penn Foundation.
I'm trying to picture this. This is some strange bedfellows for sure.
Absolutely.
So what are the pros and cons that you've heard as you've reported on this?
Well, as you can well imagine, there's a degree of healthy skepticism that they can actually accomplish what they're setting out to do, which is to establish a set of standards that gas companies will voluntarily follow when they drill for gas. So on one side, you have groups in the environment like the Sierra Club that's concerned that this will be a greenwash, that sustainable shale is every bit as suspect as clean coal, and they don't want it to become a marketing ploy.
They're not on board with this.
They're not on board with this, no. But on the other hand, you have an organization like GASP, which is a well-respected environmental organization in our region, and they feel that this is an opportunity to work and create a dialogue with the gas companies to do and take measures that will result in more responsible practices when it comes to drilling.
I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. Before we go, you recently reported on some interesting apps coming out of Pittsburgh. In about 30 seconds or so, can you tell us about some of them?
Oh, there's quite a few. People are always busy with this. Rhythm Daddy, which is going to let guys monitor their wives or significant others' fertility periods. That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Share Closet, which will allow friends to swap clothes with one another. And Park at Pittsburgh, my personal favorite, will allow you to add more money to your metered parking with Pittsburgh's new meters without running down the street to put in another quarter.
You just punch in something on the app and it automatically puts it into the meter?
Yes.
Even if the meter's like on the other side of the, way down the block or something?
That's what they say. Haven't had a chance to try it yet.
I love that. Deb Smith writes about tech and innovation for Pop City. Deb, as always, good to see you.
Thanks.
Tomorrow, former Deputy Assistant to President Nixon, Alexander Butterfield, joins us. He's here to take part in a Watergate panel discussion at Pitt. Also, one of the stars of the Book of Mormon, which opened last night in Pittsburgh, joins us as well. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.